Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to talk to God and say, Father, let today be a memorable day in my life. Let it be a memorable day in your church. In the name of Jesus. Let us lift our voice unto God and talk to God. Let today be indeed a memorable day in my life. In your church, O God. In the name of Jesus. Do something definite in our lives. Please command your blessing upon us, Almighty God. Let your heaven be open unto us today. Let your heaven be open, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven be open upon us in this meeting. Let your name be glorified. Leke kurumo sopriandra. Zeke toliga branda lege broske pokoshkita. Marebo kurumo sopriandra. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Be exalted, Lord. Be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless you for your faithfulness unto your people for these past 16 years. What a mighty God you are. You have kept us alive, kept our children, kept our youth, kept the hard heart alive for these past 16 years. Glory be to your holy name. You have done great things, awesome things in our midst, O God. You have answered our prayers. You have taken us forward. Be exalted, be glorified in the name of Jesus. As we gather together to thank you today and to commit the future unto your able hand, Father, please visit us specially in the name of Jesus. Your servant, your son that you are going to use for us today, please anoint him specially for today in Jesus' name. Let the door of utterance be open unto him in the name of Jesus. We pray that the door of faith will be open unto us to receive all that you have for us in the name of Jesus. At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let the people of God say amen. It gives us pleasure to welcome our Father and the Lord, the man of God, of a great God, Pastor Paul Adewumi. Let's give the Lord a
let's put our hands together for Jesus. I believe we can do better than that for our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Mighty God, awesome God, powerful God, we give you glory, we worship you. Thank you because you are good. Thank you because there is no one like you. Thank you because you are mighty, powerful, awesome, glorious. We worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have worship. And so once again, Daddy, we want to thank you this morning. We want to bless you because you are our life, you are our glory, you are our today, you are our tomorrow, you are our future. Without you we are nothing. You are powerful, you are awesome. In you we move, in you we walk, in you we have our being. The embodiment of our lives is in you. Without you, we are nothing. Without you, we cannot bear fruit. Without you, prayer cannot be answered. Without you, evil cannot be assessed. Without you, miracle cannot happen. Without you, there can be no victory. So we thank you. We worship you. We give all the glory. Thank you for this anniversary. 16 years. 16. 16. 16. 60 years anniversary of this parish. Thank you for how far you have taken them to. Thank you for where you are taking them to. Thank you for the beginning. Thank you for this journey to so far. We worship you. Thank you for preserving your church. Thank you for preserving the members. Thank you for keeping them alive. Thank you for protection. Thank you because they can have testimonies today. Thank you because they did not lose any people or any all their children, all their wife, their husband. They did not lose any one of them. We give you glory. We worship you. We thank you for the challenges. Thank you for the solution that is coming. Thank you for the miracle that is on the way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for power and provision, promotion that you are going to give to your people. That they accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go into your word, go with us. Amen. Let the entrance of your word give light. Amen. Let it give understanding to the simple. Amen. Let it open our eyes. Amen. Let the word open our hearts. Amen. Let it tell us where we are going. Amen. Let it do something great for us. Amen. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before you sit down, go and greet somebody, happy anniversary. And tell him, the gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Let him know that one. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Happy anniversary. The gift of my anniversary will be greater than your own. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Anytime we are doing anniversary like that, we are remembering God. We are reminding God, of his faithfulness and mercy in our lives. So we are thanking God for his faithfulness and mercy. And I want to thank God and I want to pray that his mercy will continue to be in your life. His mercy will never go down. His mercy and grace will continue to increase in your life. Let us be seated. The Lord bless you. Amen. Anyway, when Pastor told me of this anniversary, I did not even bother to ask him what is the anniversary theme. Eh? Praise the Lord. But notwithstanding, when I came in this morning, the Lord just gave me a topic for you. Praise the Lord. I sat down there, I was just looking at what I can put down. Amen. And I'm sure that it's a message of God for you and for your life. And my God will bless you with this message. And we open your eyes in Jesus' name. What I want to put across to you this morning is your dreams and your fulfillment. What did I say? Your dreams and your what? And your fulfillment. That is a good message because that is to tell you that the dream of somebody is about to be fulfilled. Amen. And if you are the one, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord spoke to me and said dream and fulfillment, I said, that's a great one. I'm sure that I also want fulfillment for my own dream. And I know that everybody has a dream, whether we like it or not. You have dreamed many dreams. Even though you may not understand, but I want to tell you, the message that is going to come across to you today will give you understanding. Amen. And then we will tell you, give you prayer. I will teach you how to pray to bring your dream to fulfillment by the grace of God. You know, for every dream, amen, there are two people that monitor dreams. There is a giver of dream Two people are givers of dreams. But their dreams, the dream of these two people, two forces, they are not the same. Praise God. There is a good dream that comes from God. And there is another dream that comes from devil. Praise the Lord. But yeah, the dream is a dream. Whether it's good or bad. But you know, the scriptures make us to understand that we should not believe all our dreams. But we should accept the good one and reject the what? The bad. And I want to pronounce to you today that every bad dream that is challenging your destiny, this morning that dreams will die. But the good one that will take your destiny to fulfillment will happen and will begin to fulfill. In the name of Jesus. So dreams is very important in our life. And that is why you have to dream. It is compulsory for you to dream. Anyone that is not dreaming, I want to tell you, you are heading to trouble. Praise God. If you don't have a prophet who will tell you who you are, or you don't have a pastor who will tell you what is going to happen to you, or nobody tells you the problem that is ahead, then you must dream to know. Praise the Lord. You must do what? That is why the text of our topic today, amen, is trying to tell us the importance of dream. What is dream? Praise the Lord. How will you take your dream, you know, into the land of fulfillment? And I want to let you know that every dream is a potential. Praise God. It's a potential of God for you. When there was nobody to tell Joseph who he's going to become, praise God, the Lord gave him his dream. To tell him who he's going to become in future. Dream works for three things. Dreams, every dream speaks. Praise God. But the only thing you will not accept is that bad one that is speaking. Every dream has a word. Every dream has a message. Every dream talks. Praise the Lord. And then let me tell you something. He talks about three things. He will speak the mind of God for you to know what God will have for you. Another one, dream will tell you of an impending dangers. What is ahead? You know, some people, they can dream, and there are some people that their dream is so sharp that when they dream, it will come to pass immediately. To some people, it may not come to pass that time, but it can come to pass later. And so, what you need to kill, you kill it immediately before that dream could begin to give you what you don't like. Praise God. And dream is a seed. When it enters into your body and it is sowed into your life, if you don't kill the bad one, the seed, its harvest will not give you, will not be able to, allow it to sleep. Praise the Lord. And every seed has potential to have harvest. There is harvest of dream. There is produce of dream. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 37, we have just read. Amen. You agree with me that that was the account of Joseph. The Bible said, amen, Joseph was the son of Jacob's age. The son of his age. I think he was one of the second to the last children of Jacob. Amen. And he was born in a mysterious way. He was delayed before he was born. His mother was mocked in the house of Jacob before he was born. His mother passed through the pros and shame before he was born. When Leah, the sister of his mother, was rearing children like a rat, the mother of Joseph did not even have anything at all to show. In fact, there was a time he has to grab Jacob and said, "You don't love me.
If you love me, you will give me children. And Jacob said, I am not in position of God to give you children. It is God that gives children. And it's true. In Psalm 127 verse 5, the Bible says, children are the heritage of God. Praise the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. He said, blessed is the man that his quiver is full of them. Praise God. He said, as the arrows and in the hand of the mighty, so the children. So you are the arrows in the hands of your parents. And you know they shoot arrows. It is where the direct destiny that is destiny will go. If your children direct you to where you are going to give her trouble in future, so be it. But every parent wants their children to be great. Praise God. And so if you want your children to be great, you will shoot your arrow towards greatness. Praise God. And so what the scripture is trying to tell you is that after this boy was born, the Bible says Jacob loved him so much that he made a coat of many colors for him. And that coat of many colors in the land of Israel symbolizes a colorful destiny, a great destiny, glorious destiny. And because Jacob loved this man, this boy also found favor before God. Out of the 12 children of Jacob, it was this boy that God, you know, empowered, God endowed. Praise God. He gave him a dream and he gave him gift of dreams. Gift to interpret. That was what God deposited in his life. But he was so young that when he began to have this dream is too big than him. He is too mighty. So he could not hide it and he has to say it. Not knowing that he was saying this, his dream to his enemy. I want to tell you, so many people have shared their dreams with the enemy. And the enemies have already have suspended them of their put embargo. Praise the Lord. But I'm speaking to somebody here. Every dream that you have had that they have embargoed, I leave that embargo today. Yeah. And every of your dream that have been held captive, I lose that dream for you now. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. So he told his dream to his brothers. Praise God. Amen. And his brothers envied him and they hated him. You know when you have a dream and you can imagine when you share a dream with somebody and you told that person that you know that I was made a king. A king again. Praise the Lord. That man we said, all of us are here and you are saying that you are made a king in your dream. Okay, let's see what is going to happen. And they'll be looking for him. They'll be looking the way they will kill him and kill the dream. Dream has a future. Your dream is a force that propels your destiny to destination. Every dream has a location for fulfillment. When you have a dream, you may not fulfill your dream in your father's house. God can take you somewhere else to go and fulfill your dreams. And dream can make or mar you. Dream can make you alive, can make you great, and it can bring you down. If I show you the scriptures, the people that dream have made, they are in the scriptures there. In the book of Genesis chapter 28, amen, it was dream that made Jacob. The first dream he had, when he got to Paddan Aram in Bethel, he saw a stone and he put his eye, he anointed that stone and he put his head to sleep. Behold, he saw the heaven open and he saw a ladder that came down from heaven, and on top of the ladder that was God sitting on top, and he saw angels descending and ascending on top of the ladder. And Jacob said, behold, I did not know that God is here. God used him to show Jacob that that place is my dwelling place. That is a place of altar. No wonder Jacob erected his altar in that place. Praise the Lord. And that is the place where God blessed him. Do you know that many people have had dreams that the blessing of God have come to them? Many people have had dreams that they hear the word of God, what God is going to make them to be. But some people had that dream, but the dream has not yet come to pass. But I want to tell you, you are in your time of fulfillment now. In the name of Jesus. I think the anniversary of today, if you don't give him team, I give this anniversary team of dream fulfillment. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me here? The dream of all the members of this party shall come to pass. It shall be fulfilled. Praise God. Let me tell you something. The reason why you are alive or you are on this world is for your dream to be fulfilled. You have a dream to read. Is that not so? You have a dream to have a master degree. You have a dream to have a PhD. Is that not so? Yes. Praise the Lord. You have a dream to become an MD of a company. You have a dream to have 3 children, to have a good husband. And you know, many of you know the husband you want anyway. Praise the Lord. And tell you, I want my husband. I'll be giving me, 1,000 pounds per week. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody wants good things for himself or herself. Is that not so? And I pray that it shall come to pass. Amen. Many people want to marry people like senior. You know, you don't know who senior. Don't worry. You know, I will decode it for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. People want to marry a lot of people. They want to marry a president. They want to, like me, by the grace of God, I want my daughter to marry president. Hallelujah. That is my dream. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have told them we cannot. If any of my family have never been to a government house before, my children will be one of them. Praise the Lord. My daughter will be one of the people that will lead me to the seat of the president, because the father of the wife of the president is a president. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Even though our new president may not have parents now, but I want to tell you, the family of the president, they are what? President. So everybody wants good things for him or herself. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to be a poor man. Our dream is to become millionaire, multi-billionaire, dillionaire. Is that not so? Our dream is to ride on Bentil in a Jaguar. Mighty team. Praise the Lord. Our dream is to have jets that will be carrying you everywhere. Our dream is for you to have money every day. That you want to spend money, you will make money in your pocket. Is that not our dream? Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, your dream will come to pass. Amen. I don't know what God told this man, but I want to tell you, in the book of Genesis chapter 15, amen, Abraham had a dream. The Bible says, and he saw the aura of darkness came upon me in the time of evening. And Abraham had a dream. And in that dream, God said, your descendant, can you see? He gave him dream of future. It did not happen in his own time. Let me tell you something. You must record your dream. Don't let your dream die with you. It is when you record your dream and you are looking at it that you will pursue it. If you don't put it down, you will not be able to pursue that dream. Because you might have forgotten, because of all this chaos of life. You can forget them if you don't put them down. Praise the Lord. But if you put them down, you can read through it. You can look at it. You will look at the one that is not fulfilled. You will look at the one that is fulfilled. You will look at the one that you are yet to go to pursue. You will look at the one you have pursued. So it will help you. Are you hearing me? To make your life. Praise the Lord. Do you know that this man called Joseph, this boy, he put everything down in his head. He did not allow this dream. That is why the Bible said, even though the vision of the dream may tarry, but he shall what? He shall,
it shall come to pass.
He said, write them down. Put it in the paper with pen. Write them down. Don't allow any dream to go. They are speaking. Look at the dream of Abraham in Genesis 15. He said, your descendant will be sold. Can you imagine? To the land that does not belong to them. He said, and the country that they will sold them to, they will serve that country. And he said, and that country will punish them. That nation will punish them. And he said, and I will punish the nation that punished them. And now we bring them out of that nation with great substance. Praise the Lord. And look at it. 1,000 years, it did not happen in the time of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. It did not happen in the time of Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. It did not happen in time. It was during the Jacob's time when he had Joseph that problem happened. And what is the problem? Praise the Lord. The children of Israel left the living God. They serve another God. It was sin that led them into that nation. Praise the Lord. It was in a time maybe there is no grace to pray. But I can't say it again, but I want to let you know that God has something that is good, that is about to do for the children of Israel. He knew that there will be a famine. Praise the Lord. And that famine, somebody has to go ahead of them so that they will not die. And he knew that the children of Israel will go to that country to go and look for greener pastures. But if they don't know anybody, they will wipe all the entire nations. They will kill all of them. So he sent Joseph ahead. And he showed that dream to Joseph before he sent him. You are going to be a leader. And Joseph saw a dream. He saw his sheep standing. And the sheep of his brother were bowing down for him. After graduating from that, he saw the star. 11 stars, the moon and the sun, bowing down for his star. The boy did not know anything about it. He came to his father. Ah, Baba, I had a dream. Your star. And the 11 stars, the moon, they were bowing down for me. His daddy asked him a question. Will me and your mother bow down for you? He said something like that. Praise the Lord. You know, his father did not take it against him, but he kept it in his heart. But his brother said, you have had another dream, Abby. For you to rule us in this, not the children of Rachel. And the Bible said, the children of Bilhah, Silver, they instigated evil against him to kill him. But the Lord delivered him. Praise the Lord. A dreamer must be careful so that the world will not swallow you. You must keep your dream. You must take care of your dream. You must make sure that nobody kills your dream in your life. Praise the Lord. But Joseph kept this one also in his heart. And the movement of that fulfillment began. What God did first is to create hatred in the heart of his brother to send him to where he's taking him to. Let me tell you something. There is a place for you. There is a location for you. There is a destination for your life. Until you get there, you cannot fulfill. Praise the Lord. There are many people who are supposed to be in America. They are in London. Are you hearing me here today? There are many people who are supposed to be in America, but they are in London. Do you know what they will do? They will eat here, they will not prosper. They will not make it. Praise the Lord. They will be eating. Money will be coming. They can get job, but they will not fulfill. There are many people who are supposed to be in America, they are in Canada. They cannot fulfill because that is not their location. Every dream has a location. Praise the Lord. And in their location, he has a particular place to stand. When Jacob had a dream, nobody knows that it is in the foreign land that is going to reign and rule. So people are watching him. And that dream began to drive him. And his brother released him inside. The first thing they did is to isolate him by releasing him inside the pit. Pit means isolation. He was there without no water, without no food. And they were conspiring. Let us kill him. Let us destroy him. And Reuben said, he's our blood brother. Don't let us kill him. What do we do for him? One of them said, let us strive him off of his coat and kill a sheep and use the blood of the sheep and put it in that cloth and send him to his father to mourn him. Can you imagine what these children did? Praise the Lord. But when they were doing that, they didn't know that they were doing good things for him. Why? In Zechariah 9:11, there is a word there. He said, as for you, prisoner, I will bring you out of the pit, wherein there is no water, by the blood of my covenant. Not knowing what they are doing is that they were using the blood of Jesus. Amen. Are you hearing me? To replace him. They used the blood of a sheep to replace his death. Because something has to die that time for him to live. I'm speaking to somebody here. Anything that needs to die for you to live, I command that thing to die. Amen. Let your amen be sound and clear. Amen. And they killed the goat. They killed the sheep. Put the blood and send it to his father. And when they saw the Ishmaelite traders coming, they said, let us sell him. Let us do what? If you are not careful, if you tell your dream to people who will kill you, they will sell you. It is the enemies within that sell you to enemies without. Let us sell him. They didn't know that while they were planning, God knows what they are planning for. And they sold him to the Ishmaelite traders. And when the Ishmaelite took him to Egypt, Potiphar bought him. An officer of Pharaoh brought him to his house. In the house of Potiphar, he found favor. His boss put everything under his care. But that was not where he's going. In that place, he was lifted up upon the shoulder. Praise the Lord. People sing of his praise. And one evil woman now came. He made his sexual advances to him. Omo Odun. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are very huge, hefty. You are very tall, you know. I'm also there for you. You know, when a woman wants to woo a man, he will use everything to woo. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He will just, by the time he moves like this, ta. If you are not careful, you are going small, small. Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I used to tell people, I said, women are created in a special way. That's how we have to be very careful. They are created in a special way. From their head to their toes is a great substance. What did I say? Very powerful substance. They are not created like you. You are created from the dust. The dust of the earth. They are not created from the dust of the earth. They are created from your body. So that is why our love always moves to them. Yeah. Praise the Lord. If we are created like them, we will not have children. Because Kongila Ramadu. Praise the Lord. Nothing will happen to your body. But because they are created from this body, they remove one lips. Amen. From our body to create them. That is why they are so delicate. So. Praise the Lord. I used to tell all my pastors in Nigeria, if you see women and you don't know, and you call yourself a mighty man, there is no mighty man where women is operating. There is no, well, let me tell you something. There is no strong man anywhere. The Bible says you should flee. That's what the Bible says. It says, what? Flee. No. women. I look at one man in one person in Lagos. I said, I saw you falling. The man said, I have grace. That if I sleep with a woman on the bed, nothing will happen. I said, yay. Praise the Lord. He said, nothing will happen. Do you know that he did not even get to the bed before he slept with that lady? It was in the office that act happened. As they were doing it, God was showing them to me. He said, Pastor, see them. And when they came, it was on Saturday. In the morning, I was coming from my house and they were still praying. He was in one place and God said, call him. And he said, but punish him, but don't leave him. But I told him, I said, did I not tell you that time? That women are so delicate. You have to know your weakness before you deal with them. If you are a man of God, you have to flee. If you want to live long, all this, you as a husband, don't look, your eyes must be straight. Look unto your wife. As you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. You have to look unto your wife. If you want to look unto another woman, the way he moves, you know, God is a special, they are special made, special being. You don't have what they have. You don't possess what they possess. What they have is what you need. What they have is what you desire. What they have is what your heart goes after. And so because of that, you have to be very careful. That was what happened to Joseph. Joseph said, even though I need them, but not now. Praise the Lord. Not what? Not now. I will rather keep my body for future than to lose what is inside of me. Many of you think that the women are possessed. No! If you fall, it's not a possession. If you go to them, they did not attract you with any powerful or when any evil power. No. It is what you desire that make you to go there. So don't arrogate. Many of you will say, they are demon. They are no demon. Praise the Lord. I am telling you, praise the Lord. Don't think that women are demon. They are not. Unless you want to lie. Women are not demon. We are the one who desire them. It is what you need that the woman give to you. Yeah, because by the time you begin to pester her, you know I love you. You know, and the woman will tell you, better take it very well. You are the one that will tell, what is good? Nothing will happen. The woman will tell, there is no woman that will not tell you, are you sure? I'm telling you, is that a demon? Praise the Lord. Are you not the one that carry yourself to her? Amen. Praise the Lord. The woman will tell you, hey, are you sure? You are the one that will say, don't worry. I can carry anything that happened. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, but you go and look at them. They don't just give up just like that. You have to pester them. But by the time they give in, you are in trouble. Praise the Lord. That is the problem. So you must know yourself. Know your weakness before you deal with them. If you are the type that doesn't want to see any nakedness, don't go near. If you are the type that doesn't want to see anything in skirt, don't go there. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Joseph knew himself. You just read about Joseph. You don't know what happened there. When Joseph saw the nakedness of that woman, he took his flight. He did not want to stay further. Praise the Lord. He did not want to stay a minute. He has to struggle himself to run away. Because the woman is already almost. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Joseph said, Mama, no. Praise the Lord. Amen. Omo come, mama know, is what they are doing. And Joseph said, if I should wait, I will fall. You don't need to wait. And he ran away because of his vision, because of his dream. Had he been that woman, he gave in for that woman. Amen. That is the end of that dream. That dream will have died there. Keep your dream. Are you hearing me? Men, keep your dream. Women, keep your dream. There is something. Do you know that every destiny has one honor that maybe some people, you don't need to defy yourself. I told some people, I live in a house that have beautiful ladies. But because I have had a dream of my future, I kept it. I did not allow them to destroy it. That is what is helping me up to today. Praise the Lord. If you know your life, I used to tell people, God doesn't tempt anybody. It is what you desire that tempts you. Praise the Lord. And somebody will say, I just fall into temptation. Why do you fall into temptation? What temptation is tempting? Amen. What are you looking for that your wife does not carry? It's you that did not want to love the woman. If you put your love in that woman, you will not fall. Every man should return back to his wife. Now, as I'm speaking to you, praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, return back home. Return back home. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Are you telling me? Return back home and let your eyes focus on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is no wife that is not beautiful, except you don't want to make your wife beautiful. Praise God. I know what I want from my wife. I used to take it for her. Anytime I travel, I will go and do shopping. When I get home, I said, my dear, take. Put it on. Move. Praise the Lord. Let me see you. Give me cashing parade. Fashion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, you have to make everything fine in your home. Hallelujah. Make everything beautiful. You know what you need. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. So many men, they are too stingy. They want something good in their wife. They don't want to put money down. They want to put money down. If you stand before your daddy, your husband, tell him, you better hear now. Praise the Lord. You have to do it. Everything that you need from your wife, give it to her. If you want, if you look at a gate and the ear of that gate dash you or shock you, take your wife to, what do you call it? To saloon. Tell the saloon, put that ear upon my ear of my wife. I need it. Praise the Lord. I am telling you, that's what you have to do. Amen. And if you look at it is the trouser that is shocking you. Go to M&S, Max and Spencer. Go and shop for trouser that you know that is on fire. And let your wife put it on by fire. Are you hearing me here? Praise the Lord. And you look at her by fire. That's right. Amen. So that the wife will look beautiful. There is no wife that doesn't want to look beautiful. It is you. You have to make it beautiful. You know, if you know that your wife and something is going on, is about to finish, go and shop for another one. Put it there. Let that. You see, there are some things that is fascinating that attract you to the woman. Give it to her. Don't let your wife look like an old woman. Then you now begin to call her, you are looking old. Are you not the one that makes her old? Praise the Lord. Let her look beautiful. Praise the Lord. And if you are the one that comes from our village, from Abeokuta or Ijebode, praise the Lord. That doesn't want your wife to look like somebody like that. You just keep it like that. Just leave her. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you are a social man, then you give her a social, come on. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. Amen. No wonder when Joseph was to marry, the Bible says, and they gave her a beautiful daughter. Beautiful daughter of the priest of On. And they changed his name. They called Joseph Sepananat. If you look at Joseph, and look at Joseph, since that day that was given that wife, he has never looked at any other woman. Because the wife is beautiful. You know, many of us married at the time when the world is not social, it's not like this, it's not advanced like this. Some of us have married. But do you know that you can even make your wife a modern woman? You can make? Yeah. You invest upon her. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Tell your wife, my wife, I don't want to follow. So look at us. You have to do like, okay? Look beautiful. So when your wife is going out and you look at your wife beside you, you will know that this is a woman. I'm not saying that you should dress evil. Okay? I'm not saying you should go and put on wigs. No. If we dress modestly, that will attract the women, the ladies, the young time, that they will say, oh, this is a good woman. Just look good. Because if you want to preach to people, and you say you want to say, oh, woman, you have to look beautiful, they will look at your body. Is he looking fine? Is he looking beautiful? Praise the Lord. A lot of people preach marriage seminar, but their marriage is not good. A lot of people want homes to be good, but their home is not good. Praise the Lord. So Joseph refused these sexual advances of this woman because of his dream. Make sure you do everything possible to keep your dream. From today, don't let any man defile you. What I don't like in life is for you to be moving from one man to another man. You are affecting your destiny. In fact, you don't know who you want to go and meet. You don't know the man that you are going to meet. You don't know whether it's a narcotic giant, praise the Lord, or it's a demonic man. If you carry your destiny or your star to darkness, your star will become dark. The son of goat is a goat. The son of sheep is a sheep. Praise the Lord. And light cannot beget darkness. It's not possible. Darkness cannot beget light. It's not possible. That is why a man of darkness cannot see what is in the light. If you are a man that is lighted by God, you must keep your light. Amen? Amen. So that your glory can shine to the world. Amen. Let your dream be kept intact. Dream can make you. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar removed him from the throne. In the book of Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He saw a tree. And he saw an angel. And he saw a crown upon the tree. And he said he's looking for interpretation. And Daniel said, that crown is the crown upon your head. The tree is you. Those white people, the angel you saw, they are the angel of God. They are removing you from your throne. And it happened. Dream can make you. And it can marry you. Dream gives you instruction. Look at the instruction he gave to Peter. In Acts chapter 9. Amen. From verse chapter 10. From 9 to 16. He had a dream. Praise the Lord. And he gave him instruction. God said, he saw the beast. And the beast came down. And the word said, Peter, take, kill and eat. Peter said, I have never eaten anything that is unclean. And God said to him, what I have cleansed, don't call it unclean. Peter did not know about the dream. He woke up and he was praying. What would this dream be? What is the interpretation of this dream? As he was praying, amen, a message came from Cornelius. And God told Cornelius, send men to Joppa, to a house of a man called Simon the Tanner. There are two Simons there. The one that you are going to ask is Simon Peter. He will come and lay his hand upon you. And in those days, the Jews don't have anything to do with the Gentiles. So the Gentiles are the beast, are the uncommon thing that God showed to Peter. And God said, do not call it what? unclean, and God cleansed me. Praise the Lord. Dream can give you instruction. Dream can make you. Look at Jacob. When God wanted to make Jacob in the house of Laban, it was dream. He saw an almond tree, and God said, cut the almond tree, put it before the sheep of Laban. They will have spotted rated. And anywhere they saw them, he said, tell them that they need this one. They need this spotted one. And you know, Laban did not have any spotted sheep. And he said, so be it, Peter. If you see any spotted sheep in my sheep, take it. And Peter went to the bush and saw the almond tree and put it. Anytime the sheep of the Laban want to meet, he put the almond tree there. They will drink the water and that one will have spotted. Dream can make you. In Psalm 38, 32, verse 8, he said, I am the Lord who instructed you and tell you the way thou shalt go. Praise the Lord. Dream can tell you where you can go. Look at this Jimo Ibrahim. It was in the dream that he had that he has to take exploitation petroleum tax, was it? Exploration tax for the government. And he started, and that employer, he said he will give government 70%. He will be having how many percent? 30%. You can imagine the money that man made from this exploitation tax. Serious money. He bought many things in Lagos. A man that does have is a lawyer. We have no direction, but the dream gave him direction. Dream can tell you the business to do that will make you. Dream can tell you the product to sell that will make you. Are you hearing me? Dream can tell. It was in the dream that God told me that during your 8 days, your naming ceremony, they use your name to take one glory from you. And God said, I'm taking you to where you're going to take that glory. He took me into the bush, precisely the village of my grandmother. I saw only one house in that dream. And a door, a primitive house, old house. And God said, and I saw a rod under that door. He said, touch the rod, something will happen. And I touched the rod, and the rod was took in, and that man opened the door. It's about 120 years old man, very lean, very tall. And he said, what are you doing here? This is not the place where anybody can see. He said, what is your name? And I told him my name. He said, that is not your name. You have three names, but I only know about two. He said, the third one is what they used to take glory from you. And he mentioned that name. I did not know that name in my life. And he said, don't worry, just wait. They will bring your glory back to you. In that scene, I saw a tree, mighty Iroko tree. And I saw one powerful demon that brought rainbow out of that tree. And they said that is your glory coming. And they put that glory upon my neck. And I heard the voice of God, the glory of Israel has been returned back. Has been restored. And by that time, I did not know anything. I don't have anything. I don't have a house. But after that glory come back, everything began to take shape. Praise the Lord. And I went to my mother to ask about this name. My mother said, yes, it's one of your names. Eh? But why don't you call me this name? He said, it's like something happened about that name. But I know it, they didn't know. Dream can show you what wants to kill you. When you see a coffin and they put somebody here and you saw that person is you, it's time to tell you, pray against death. So what you need to do is to quote the scriptures. Begin to tell God. In Isaiah 28:18, the Bible says, the covenant made with death shall be dishonored, and with the grave it shall not stand. In Psalm 49, verse 15, he said, you will deliver my soul from the grave, my very self from the evil. You begin to quote them. In Psalm 91:16, he said, long life will he use to satisfy me. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 65:20, he said, the man that will die will spend 100 years and will not die young. Then you quote that word and you cancel it. That's all. But some of you, when you had a dream, you just keep quiet. You not do anything. It's a thing you need to pray about. Dream speaks. It speaks impending dangers. Dreams speak the mind of God. When there was nobody to tell that to yourself, you are going to be a leader. Dreams tell. Dreams only. He's the one that said you are going to rule, and he ruled. He reigned. Praise the Lord. Do you know that it was in the dream, amen, of the father of Obasanjo, that Obasanjo is going to be the president of the nation? His father saw it. Amen. And his son became the president, truly. Even though there was problem in that time, but he still became that president. What is your own dream? What dream did God show to you? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every dream must show to fulfillment. It is not the day you have the dream that the dream will begin. There will be a journey. Many of you are in the journey of your dream. You may not know your dream, but your dream, that is a dream for you. Dare to know the dream. And dare to dream. Tell God, Father, show me in my dream what I will become. Who I will marry. What will happen to me. What is my destiny? You need to know your destiny. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. Before you are formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee. And I have ordained you to become what? A prophet. That is his destiny. Amen. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the Lord spoke to Virgin Betrothed, to Simon, one of the priests. He said, a virgin will conceive, and he will have a son, and his name shall be called what? Jesus. He said, your eyes will see. He will not die before the boy is born. And that was what happened. Praise the Lord. What is your dream? Every dream you have now, go and look at them. Go and write them down and begin to pray them to fulfillment. Praise the Lord. If you don't know your dream, you will miss the way. If you don't know your dream, you will do another person's work. If you don't know your dream, you will do what God did not tell you. You can imagine those who marry earlier. Maybe their dream is to go further, to go and read. That they are going to be somebody in future. But because they don't write that dream down, they enter into marriage. And marriage obstructs that dream. Praise the Lord. Many of you, when I married, God showed me that I'm going to have 4 boys. I said, in this present Nigeria, 4 boys. God said, what is your problem? Is your money that you want to spend? Is it your money? But I now beg God. I said, God, don't let me have 4 boys. Let my wife have at least a girl. So that she can see what, you know, somebody that will be wearing a skirt for her. Praise the Lord. And God answered that prayer. He gave me 3 boys at the gate. Because I asked for it. Because the dream has shown me. Praise the Lord. Your dream must show you what God wants to do for you. You are the one that will negotiate with God. You have to talk to him. Amen. Dream will tell you, this is not your work. This is not where you are going. This is what your work. This is your work. This is what you are going to do. Praise God. But do you know, Joseph was fulfilled. Because he got to the location of fulfillment. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, they were fulfilled in the land of Babylon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody is here. Today is your day of fulfillment.
Yeah.
And I will tell you why. Every word of God preached is what God is good, is what God will do. If you preach fulfillment must happen. If you preach prosperity, that somebody must prosper. If you preach healing, somebody must be healed. If you preach, you know, deliverance, somebody must be delivered. And do you know that any word of God preached is what God will confirm? Praise the Lord. Mark 16:20. He said, and God going with them, bearing them witness, confirming the word with signs and with wonders. Praise the Lord. So, as I'm preaching that fulfillment to you today, the Lord is confirming it for you.
Amen.
How many of you did not want your dream to be fulfilled? Nobody. If you want your dream to be fulfilled, say amen very well.
Amen.
Only those who do not have dreams will not say amen. Because I know that they don't know what dream is all about. Do you know that dream can be your vision? Dream is a prophecy. Dream is a message. Praise the Lord. So dare to do what? Dare to dream. Tell your neighbor, dare to dream. Praise the Lord. Go and dream now. Love dream. Oh. Love it. You see, don't worry. At times, some people will be saying, you are just seeing negative dream. Negative dream. It's not negative dream. Let me show you today. Anytime you are dreaming something that is negative, negative, the time, your environment is not clean. What God is trying to tell you is to clean that environment so that good dream will come. Are you hearing me here? So that good dream will do what? Will come. And if your eyes is not dreaming, it means your eyes is not fruitful. So you will tell your eyes, be fruitful. Dream. Praise the Lord. And that is what is going to happen. Look at the dream of the future. God had a dream for the future. And what is the dream of the future? Is to save the whole world from the power of devil, from the power of Satan. And what did God do? He gave us Christ to fulfill his dream. For every dream, there is a helper of dream. For every dream, there is what? There is a helper of dream. For every dream, there is an executor of dream. The dream, your dream is the purpose of God for your life and the plans. Isaiah 46:11 said, calling the ravenous bird from the east, the man that will fulfill my purpose and my plan will come from far. For every dream, there is somebody that God has given to your dream to fulfill it. And that person will locate you.
Amen.
Very, very soon.
Amen.
Very soon.
Amen.
Very soon.
Amen.
Do you know the wife can be, amen, the helper of her husband's dream? And, amen, the husband can be the helper of his wife's dream. It was when my wife came to me that I went to school. If you don't know. Praise the Lord. It was when he came, when I married her, that I furthered my education. She God helped me to have my master's. Amen. Because the Lord gave her to me to fulfill my dream. And God gave me to her to fulfill her dreams. Her dream is to have a job in a government to fulfill the dream that God gave to her. When I marry her, I gave her a prophecy. We are just joking, and the prophecy came that they will give you employment in my parlor. Oh, my wife said, yeah, have you seen that kind of thing? Praise the Lord. Okay. Are you a government? Money, if you don't know. And by that is the time Tinubu was ready. I said, you don't know that I'm Tinubu here in Lagos. He said, I'm even greater than Tinubu. They will give you a job in this place. And I mean it. And the tongue came out and sealed it. And lo and behold, the person that is in charge of civil service commission, had a problem. And they brought her to my house. And to the glory of God, God solved the problem. And one day he asked me, he said, do you have anybody that want to work? I said, it's my wife. Praise the Lord. And by that time, she was looking for a job. And he said, are you sure, pastor? I said, yes. Hey, my dear, come out. Oh, yeah, ask her a question. He said, don't worry, I will do interview for you here. And the interview was conducted. And he said, you should come and get it later the next day. And that was what happened. I said, shut up. Shut up. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am this proof. I'm the person that God used for her. And up to today, she's now on level 13, going to level 14 now. And he's called one of the senior statisticians in Alausa. Praise the Lord. And everywhere now, through her, the government gave us a land very soon to build a house. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me here? After having our house, we want to have another one. We want to have third in a row. Praise the Lord. That thing is just falling in place. Just like that. It's just going. And I'm the one, because of my ministry, that took her all over the world. Amen? Tell me anywhere in the country, everywhere in the world that she has never been. And I'm the one who will pay. If she did not marry me, she cannot. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus.
It's only Afghanistan I've never been. But I am going there with senior. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you know, you have everybody to fulfill your destiny. And the Lord will bring that person to you. Let's bow our heads down. Let's bow our heads and say, Father, we thank you. You are a wonderful God for us. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for helping us, O Lord. We give you glory. We worship you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We worship you. Thank you. Let's rise up. Let's rise up so that we can pray very well today. How many of you want to pray here today? Raise up your hand and say, Father, I thank you for the message you have given to me today to fulfill my destiny, to fulfill my dream. Go ahead and begin to thank God here. Thank him. Worship him. Bless him. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Almighty Father, we thank you. We worship you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. The Lord said I should tell a sister there that it is not too late. Because when you hear this voice, this word, you are saying that, is it not a mistake that I've done in my life? Am I not in the wrong life or destiny? Will my dream come to pass? Praise the Lord. Is it not too late for me? For my dream to be fulfilled? God said, I should tell you, it is not too late. In fact, let me tell you something. You are yet to reach that fulfillment before. So, the message is for you that today is the beginning of your fulfillment. Yeah. So, you don't worry yourself. Anything that journey might have put, the journey of your life might have put into your life, it is not too late. It is not what? The Lord is going to change the course of your journey. And he's going to give you fulfillment of your life. Raise up your hand and say, Father, walk back into my foundation and correct what needed to be corrected. Are you hearing me here? Walk back to my life. Walk back into my life and correct what needs to be corrected. Yes. Father, walk back and correct what needs to be corrected in my life. Help me. Something needs to be corrected. Something needs to be corrected. Something needs to be corrected. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I decree as you pray that prayer, it shall come to pass. Everything that needs to be corrected in your life will be corrected right now. The Lord will correct it. Tonight, this afternoon, your destiny, every mistake, every error that you have committed before today, I decree, is corrected now. Amen. Your journey, your new. Oh yeah, say, Father, give me grace to fulfill my dream. Pray, talk to God now. Give me grace to fulfill my dream. Give me grace to fulfill my dream. Give me grace to fulfill my dream. Lord, it is not too late. I know. Give me grace to fulfill my dreams. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is a good prayer you are praying. You say, Father, every wrong journey I have embarked upon, Father, take me back from that journey and put me in the right journey. Oh, yeah, prayer. I talk to God here. Every wrong journey I've embarked upon, Father, take me back from that journey. Take me to my right journey today. Take me to my right journey. Take me to my right journey. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You know, it was Egypt that God is taking Joseph to.
But the first place they drop him to is the pit. Say, Father, out of the pit of life, bring my destiny out. Evacuate my destiny. Out of the pit. Out of captivity. I want you to pray very well. Pray. Bring me out of isolation. Bring me out of desolation. Bring me out of loneliness. Talk to God. Talk to God here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come, my man. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you so that you will not be lonely. You will not be alone. Are you hearing me? The Lord said, I should tell you that I will help you. I will help you. Every time you have spent alone to cry, God said, I should tell you tonight, today, I will do a new thing for you. Amen. Yeah. He said, as I speak to you, that you will not be alone. Amen. You will not. Anyone, any problem that you have encountered, I, the Lord, will bring you out of that problem. Amen. And I will make you happy. Amen. It is well. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus, right? You know, and I want to pray, say, Father, Joseph was going to Egypt, but he branched in the house of Potiphar. That is not where he's supposed to be. Are you hearing me here? Any house that you are not supposed to enter. Are you here? I want you to pray, okay? Just pray with me, all right? Don't worry. The prayer may not look something in your eyes, but pray it. May look foolish, but do what? Pray it. Okay? So you are going to say, Father?
Father.
Somebody will be saying, Shebi, we have married. Which house that we have to go again? Praise the Lord. The house may not be marriage. Okay? May not be marriage. The house may be, amen, in what you are doing now, where you branch now, that is not your destination. Are you hearing me here? So you need to pray it. Praise the Lord. If you are doing a business that is not your destiny, the Lord will bring you out.
Amen.
Say, Father,
Father,
any wrong destination that I find myself,
bring me out of that destination. Take me to the destination that I'm going. I want you to pray that prayer right now. My Father, my God. My Father, my God, any destination, any wrong destination that I've landed, bring me out. Take me out of that destination. Take me to the destination of my life. Pray right now, talk to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
After Potiphar's house, he met himself in inner custody, in prison. When we are talking about prison, we are talking about captivity. We are talking about something that swallows destiny. Something that will not allow destiny to shine. I want to tell you here today, the Lord will break every jail. Every spiritual jail. Do you know that some people, they may not know what if they are there, they may not know. Because they don't dream of it. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you here today, amen. Whether you dream about it or you don't dream, just pray that prayer. You say, Father, break every spiritual jail. Break any evil jail. And bring me out of that place. Oh, yeah, prayer, talk to God here. Father, any jail the enemy put me, any jail they kept my glory, Father, break that jail and bring my destiny out. Break that jail. Break that jail. Break that jail. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When you read Psalm 105 verse 17 to 22, I read. He said, and Joseph, who was sent ahead of them, whose feet was hot with fetters, iron was laid upon him. Hallelujah. Until the word of God came. The word of God tried him, and the rulers let him go free, and the king loosed him, and he became the captain of God's of king's inheritance, and he teach his noble wisdom, and he bind their power, their nobles with fetters. He now became a man that was reckoned with, but before, feet, chain, his feet was hot with chain, and iron was laid upon him. I declare to somebody here, you know the meaning of that. When they hurt you with fetters, meaning they are tying you down. When they laid iron upon him, it's a body. Are you hearing me here? You are going to say, Father, every invisible chain that tie my life down, Father, break them into pieces. I want you to pray and I talk to God. Every invisible chain that stop my movement, that delay my life, break them. Break them into pieces. Loose me from that chain. Yes. Break them. Every chain of stagnation, break. Every chain of delay, break. Karama Baba Sanda Asti. Karama Baba Sanda Asti. In Jesus, let me pray. In Genesis 41:41, when they told him, then they told Pharaoh about him, Pharaoh released a word. He said, go and bring him out hastily. Hastily. Somebody is here. You are coming out of trouble hastily. You will say, Father, every trouble I found myself, in any trouble, in any problem, in any case, I found myself by your power. Bring me out hastily. Pray, then I talk to God. Bring me out hastily. In any trouble, in any danger, in any sickness, in any disease, in any character that I found myself, bring me out hastily. Bring me out. Bring my children out. Bring my wife out. Bring me out hastily. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And when they brought him before Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, shave his beard. Tied him up. Put upon him my garment. Give him my ring. Decorate him. Put him upon my mule. And take him around the whole city. And every knee must bow. And when they are coming, they will say, bow your knee. Bow your knee. Bow your knee. Somebody is here. You will be honored. Yeah. Can I tell you here? Before 72 hours, you will be honored. Can I tell you? You will be decorated with miracle. Amen. You say, Father, decorate me with benefit. Honor me now, oh Lord. I need your honor. Father, decorate me now. I honor my life. Promote my life. Promote my destiny. Talk to God here. Father, la posse negata. Honor me. I need your honor. Honor me with miracle. Honor me with good job. Honor me.